Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast.
Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. It is your hot mess older sister who has seen some shit, so now you don't have to. Really, I'm just broadcasting my entire trashy life on this podcast for the whole world to see. If you don't know where that came from, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I had someone bash me and my podcast on a private Facebook page. Now, normally, shitty comments, I just delete them and move on, pretend like they never happened. But this person is my partner's mother, so I can't exactly sweep it under the rug the way I would like to. So let's go ahead and get into that. If you follow me on my private Facebook page, then you already know pretty much the entire drama. And I did mention something on Instagram. I also said on the post that I was going to be having a special guest, and Will was going to be on the podcast. Him and I did sit down and record an episode, but to be honest, it just didn't feel very genuine, and it didn't have the same energy that I normally have. There was some really great content, and I am going to be uploading that onto Patreon. So if you're curious about what his response was, then definitely head on over there because that episode is going to be on Patreon. I know that I am uploading kind of late, and that is pretty much the reason. Before we get into what the hell happened, I have a couple announcements. As you guys know, we have merch. I did get some feedback on the website. I know that it looks a little janky. I know that they just literally take my design and move it onto a model. I'm fully aware of that. I felt the exact same way, but I just got my shipment of the merch and it doesn't look like that. It is pretty good quality. And the reason that I chose that company, even with their janky website and all of that, is because of the price point. So I don't know about you guys, but with COVID and everything going on right now, I don't have $30, $40, $50 to be spending on a t-shirt. And I would much rather forego a nicer web design so you guys can save a little bit of money while still supporting the podcast. So if you are interested in the merch, go ahead and click on the link in the description box below. It'll take you directly to the website. We also have a Patreon. So it is a subscription service and you get exclusive content. So you'll be getting live shows, mini mess episodes that you are not going to hear on whatever streaming platform you are on now. So if this sounds like something you would be interested in, there is also a link in my description box below. Go ahead and click on that. It'll take you right to our Patreon website. If you do not follow me on Instagram, what the actual fuck are you doing? I've been telling you for 6 months. Go to the link in the description box and follow me on Instagram. As you guys know, my schedule for the podcast is going to be changing entirely next week. So starting next Monday, everything is going to change. I will be uploading 4 days a week, 4 separate episodes. One of them is going to be a live show. One of them is going to be for Patreon. So you guys will be getting 2 episodes on this platform. And then there's going to be an additional 2 episodes on Patreon. So it's going to be absolutely insane, but very, very exciting. And I will also be uploading on Instagram, if not every day, at least every other day. I'm going to start bringing back the hot mess of the week posts. Going to be doing some advice, some drama. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you stay up to date on Instagram. The link is in the description box below. Okay, now that we got all of that out of the way, let's go ahead and move on. As you guys know, Will's mom decided to bash me on a private Facebook page that is for emotional healing and healing your inner child, which I think is fucking hilarious that that was the group she chose to bitch to. She made this whole long-winded post, and I'm going to read that to you guys right now. So this is what she said. Hello out there. I have this dilemma weighing heavy on me. Please voice your opinions as I need extra clarity right now. My adult son has a new girlfriend, third one in the past year and a half. He brought her to my house so I could meet her. Let's just say I didn't get good vibes from her at all. Matter of fact, by the time they left, I could not even look her in the eyes. She is 12 years younger than my son, so I wanted to get to know her better, and I sent her a Facebook friend request. I then see that she has her own podcast. I'm not familiar with them, however, so I went to Spotify and listened to one of her episodes. I could not believe what she was talking about. She basically put her whole trashy life on blast for all of public to hear, including her escapades with my son. This week, she discusses the do's and don'ts of anal sex. If you missed that episode, it is my last mini mess episode. It's mini mess number 2. Make sure you go and listen to it. It's fucking fire, if I do say so myself. She then goes on to say, this 26-year-old thinks she is the new Dr. Ruth. What really gets to me is she spouts off about how immature sexually my son is, but is about to change this about him. Please inform me how to not strangle her. The way I found out that she was posting about me and this podcast was somebody had messaged me screenshots and just said, hey, I think that you have a right to know. So of course I was fucking heated. I have met this woman one time. She sent me a friend request on Facebook, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And the only thing that she has messaged me was one of those little scam things where you like fill out the surveys and you get like, oh, $750. I think it was like a Disney one. She sent me one of those. That's the only thing that she has ever sent to me. So how are you going to sit there and say that you're trying to get to know me when you didn't try to communicate with me whatsoever? Of course, I called Will and told him what happened, and I was livid at this point. And he told me to come over. I did. And we decided that we were going to do 3 things. We were going to message her privately, try to post on that group. And I just want to throw this out here because we're going to get into some other shit. This private Facebook group that she posted this into has 56,000 followers. So she bashed me to 56,000 people. And it was only up for about an hour, this post, and there was already like 112 comments. Now, we're gonna kind of get into what the comments were saying a little bit later in this episode. So I went over to Will's. We decided we were going to post into that group so I could defend myself, send her a private Facebook message, and also post it on my Facebook so people knew what the hell was going on and I could also call her ass out. Now, I wasn't able to post in the actual group where she had made this status. I guess it wasn't approved, even though I was approved to be a part of the group, but I was able to post on my personal Facebook page and I sent her a message. So I kind of want to get into why this pissed me off so bad, because when I talked to some other people about it, they were like, well, who cares about her opinion? And you're right, valid. I don't care about her opinion. But the main thing that pissed me off was she not only went to some group and vented, you know what, whatever. Sure, if you have no friends, then I understand that that may be your only outlet. But she commented a link to my podcast in the comments of that post in the hopes that people would go to my podcast and do like the whole cancel culture bullshit and end my career before it even started. I have put my blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast, and it absolutely pissed me off that she wanted to end all of that because she couldn't handle the fact that I was talking about some sex escapades with her son. I have a couple notes written down, and it's pretty much just what I posted on Facebook, and I want to read that and kind of talk about it. So one of the things that I had talked about in my Facebook post was, if you don't like my content on my podcast, you don't have to fucking listen. I go above and beyond to make it very clear that my podcast is an 18 plus podcast. So grow the fuck up, make better decisions. I mean, there are little warnings aside each and every episode. It doesn't matter if you're on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. It either says explicit, 18 plus, mature content. They phrase it differently. But next to every single episode, it says a warning. Not only that, I have an entire intro episode. If you scroll all the way down at the bottom and listen to that intro, It says in there, if you are not 18 or older, I need you to fuck off, which means it is mature content. I talk about sex and things of that nature. Not only that, but I leave a small description in the box below for every single episode. And for that exact episode that she's referring to, I let you guys know that we are talking about butt stuff. And on top of that, in that episode, I give two warnings. Within the first 5 minutes, I say I'm going to be sharing some of my own personal backdoor stories. And then after the advice section, before I get into the horror stories, I give another warning saying if you are easily offended or squeamish, this is probably not something you want to listen to. So at this point, she hurt her own fucking feelings. It reminded me of that scene on Bruce Almighty where he's like driving down the road asking God for a sign and a truck pulls out in front of him with all these blinking, flashing fucking signs. And he's just like, get out of the way, truck. Who's really in the wrong here? Who hurt whose feelings? Because I think you hurt your own. So that annoyed me. I also know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I know that this is for a very specific demographic, and I speak about things that my demographic will like. She is not in that demographic. A woman who is in her mid to late 80s is not going to be in that fucking demographic. It was not for her to enjoy. That was another thing that really, really annoyed me. The second thing that pissed me off was to come after a very small podcast that's still trying to get off the ground is disgusting. Not only did she feel the need to talk shit about me and my podcast, but to post how to find it in the hopes that people would side with her and essentially end my career before it even starts. Once again, grow the fuck up. What she fails to realize is if this podcast doesn't work out, not only is it hurting me, but it's also going to be hurting her son. He has also invested a lot of time and effort into this podcast because he is my partner and he supports me. But of course, she doesn't have the ability, at least in that moment, to think outside of herself and see the bigger picture. And to be honest, the only thing that was achieved in her bitching about me on Facebook was she grew the amount of listeners and supporters I have. And I think she knows that because the comments in that post, they all had my back for the most part. I mean, of course, there were a couple, like one or two people that were like, yeah, she shouldn't be talking about that. Cool. Awesome. Got it. But for the most part, they were like, look, sweetheart, he's almost 40 years old and she's 26. She's a grown-ass woman. She can talk about whatever the fuck she wants to talk about. And your son is almost 40. It doesn't matter if you like his girlfriend or not. You're gonna have to put up with it. He's not your baby boy anymore. Most of them also thought it was wildly inappropriate for her to not keep me anonymous, which I also agree. Like I said, I think that is the number one thing that pisses me off. If you want to bitch about someone, at least have enough respect to keep them anonymous. On this podcast, I respect everyone's identity and safety, and I do not share their names or personal information unless I get exclusive permission from that person. So for her to not have the same respect for me just shows how immature she is. Something that really confused me as well is if she had such a negative opinion of me, why the fuck did she have a different story when Will asked her about it? Before Mommy Dearest and I met, Will had texted her asking for a vibe check because to him, she's really good at picking up energy from people, which clearly she fucking missed the mark with this one. And so when he reached out to her and sent a picture of me and said, hey, let me get a vibe check, this is her exact response. She says, good vibes. I feel that she has been through a lot of pain in her life. She is an old soul and is tired of all the bullshit. She has a creative edge and has strong ancestors guiding her way, even when she doesn't realize it. She has lost a close family or friend and is still trying to make sense of it. I get a strong mother vibe surrounding her. That's all I got. It came out of your mouth. that I'm tired of all the bullshit. So what the fuck made you think I was gonna put up with your bullshit? That I wasn't gonna clap back on your ass? It doesn't make any sense that you're sitting there telling your son that you get a good vibe from me. Oh, and then when you meet me one time, now all of a sudden you can barely look me in the eye. And the reality is, I highly doubt she actually felt that way after meeting me. The reason she's saying that now is because she heard a podcast episode that made her uncomfortable and she didn't agree with it. So now she can kind of backpedal and be like, oh, well, I didn't like her long before that. No, you did. You did. You had a good opinion of me. You liked me. You told me that when you met me. So either you were lying then or you're lying now. But regardless, you're a fucking liar. Now, me being me, of course, like I said, I'm going to message her privately. And I pretty much said everything that I just told you in that message. When I told Will that I had messaged her, he gave me fair warning that she is going to backpedal. She's not going to own up to anything because that's who she is. It shows a complete lack of self-awareness, accountability, and emotional intelligence. So I was given fair warning. And can you guess what happened when I called her ass out? You would be correct. Zero accountability. She tried to gaslight me in the beginning. At first she said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never posted about you in a Facebook page. Whatever little minion you have working for you, it's false information. So then when I let her know, I do have screenshots of this and they're plastered all over my Facebook, why don't you go take a look? Then she once again backpedaled and said, well, you weren't ever supposed to see it. It was on a private Facebook page. If that is not manipulation, gaslighting, taking all the blame off of her and putting it on to me, I honestly don't know what is. Like, I'm the asshole for figuring her out. I'm the asshole for getting this information. And because I wasn't supposed to see it, that justifies her actions. Fuck that, dude. You got caught. You got caught as a grown ass woman in your 80s, late 80s, talking shit, and you couldn't own up to that shit. I'm sure she was embarrassed. One, because, well, she got fucking busted talking shit like a high schooler. And two, because no one agreed with her in the comments. They all were like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I'm sure, yeah, that's where her defensiveness comes from, but there's no excuse. You get called out, you take the lashing. You own up to your shit. Had she come to me and been like, yeah, you know, I was upset. The things that you were talking about, I deemed them to be inappropriate. And I would have told her, your feelings are valid. They are wildly inappropriate. But that's the whole basis of my podcast. And I would have also been able to explain to her that the person that I am on this podcast is one facet of who I am. I know when is the right time or place to talk about certain things. Of course, I'm not going to go up to my partner's mother and be like, hey, so your son put it in my butt. No, that's fucking inappropriate. And I'm not going to do it. The persona or the person that I am on this podcast is also an exaggeration of who I am. Most of the time I'm drinking and I'm alone in my house. So I get to be more of myself. I get to bring out this raunchy side of me that I don't really show a whole lot of people unless I'm really comfortable with you. And I could have sat down and reassured her of that, but she didn't give me a fucking chance. She had it in her head that simply because I'm willing to talk about anal and backdoor action, that I was trash and my entire life is trashy. And also to let you guys know, I'm going to refer to myself as nothing but trash moving forward. I think it is perfect. It is like the perfect description, just trash. Pure fucking dumpster fire human being trash. And I'm here for it. So those are the things that really annoyed me. She didn't take any accountability. She posted how to find me in hopes that people would cancel me. I mean, I have 17 fucking followers. Let's be real. Yes, my numbers are growing. Yes, a lot of people, at least what I deem a lot of people listen in, and this is going somewhere. This podcast is growing. But you had no right, regardless of how many followers I have, to try to get me into this cancel culture bullshit. And if you didn't like that episode, you're really not going to like some of the shit that I have to say moving forward. We're all adults and we can pick and choose what we want to listen to. And if she chose to not listen to the thousands of warnings I have all over my page, I mean, the title alone kind of gives it away. It's a hot, hot mess podcast, not a fucking beach walk with Jesus. Like, get real. And the reality is her opinion of me honestly doesn't matter. I know a few of you guys have wondered how this is affecting Will and I. It's not. If anything, it's brought us closer together. Yes, him and I had to have some conversations, and we had one of those on the episode him and I recorded. The only thing that we can do moving forward is to set boundaries with her, and Will has already expressed that he's done that and she doesn't respect them. So like we've talked about, you set a boundary, you make a consequence. They break the boundary, they get the consequence. And then there's only so many times that that person is allowed to break your boundaries before you stop talking to them. It's hard when you're in a position like mine because I cannot force, nor will I ever force my partner to cut someone out of their life. That's not my place. But then that means I'm going to constantly get my boundaries broken because she doesn't have the ability to respect me, even on a basic human fucking level. So that's where this is kind of a sticky situation. And if you are in a relationship like this, you know, maybe your partner's parents don't respect you, or they're constantly doing things that is breaking your boundaries and you know you deserve better. It sucks. It's a shitty fucking feeling because you're having to forego your self-respect and your boundaries to be with your partner. It sucks. And obviously, Will and I have amazing communication skills, and him and I can compromise really, really well. And him and I have both agreed that she is really the only one that's going to hurt from this, because the consequences of her not respecting me or our relationship is she's going to have to forego special events. She's not going to be seeing us for Christmas or Easter, birthdays. It's going to be very limited communication. And on top of that, she's not going to be invited to housewarming parties, our wedding, children's events, and she's got to live with that. We'll be fine. We sleep just fine knowing that she's not going to be really a major part of our life because she can't just have basic respect. But that, I think, is going to eat her alive. Either it's going to eat her alive or she's going to just completely blame it on me, which is fine either way. Because once again, her opinion of me really does not matter. But all she had to do was talk to me or Will, honestly. She could have talked to Will if she wasn't comfortable talking to me about it. And Will would have said the exact same thing. If the content made you uncomfortable, don't listen to the content, because I'm not going to change what I talk about on my podcast for anyone, really. Now, I did want to get into why their relationship is the way it is, and I think this is going to resonate with a lot of you. We just talked about this a couple of episodes ago, and it is triangulation. If you don't know what that is, you can go back and listen to that episode. I believe it's episode 19, where we talk about this certain dynamic within families. But basically, I'll try to do a quick rundown. Basically, a healthy family dynamic looks like an upside down triangle. So you have the point at the bottom, and then there's 2 points at the top. The 2 points at the top represent each parent. The point at the bottom represents the children. The children are normally further away from the parents, and the parents' line is shorter because the parents' relationship is different. They share certain intimacy, sexuality, emotional support that you should only be getting from your partner. The children's lines are a little bit longer and further away from the parents because they just simply don't share those types of relationships. Now, what happens is if there is an absent partner or parent or a neglectful parent, they are lengthening their line from the other parent. And in order to balance out that triangle, the parent that's being neglected will pull the children closer. So they will start breaking boundaries. and relying on their children for different intimacy, especially emotional intimacy and support, that they should be relying on their partner for. So it creates this really unhealthy standard between parent and child. You see that a lot with mothers and sons. The other partner will start to get more distant and they will start relying, the mother will start relying on the son as support to be able to talk about her stresses, or if she's single, she'll start talking about her sexual partners, her finances, her job, things that you just don't talk to your children about. And these are all relevant in Mommy Dearest and Will's relationship. That's another reason why I think it's so funny she got so upset that I was talking about sexual things when she has literally told Will about her sexual escapades. And that's her child. Like, I'm not your kid. I don't owe you fucking anything. But how dare you just get so shocked and appalled that I'm talking about it when you've said worse to your own kid? So that's kind of the basis of triangulation. Now, there are different types of triangulation, but that's kind of just the rough outline. If you want to know more about it, I highly recommend looking into it. And if you get into a relationship where you can see that your partner's relationship with their parent is just really unhealthy, know that you, depending on how aware your partner is to that toxicity in that relationship, you are in for a very long road, and you have to ask yourself, is this something that you are willing to put up with? Because if your partner is completely oblivious to it, it's going to take forever, and sometimes not at all, for them to realize how toxic that is. Now, if they are more self-aware, it's also going to be really tiring to get them to pull away from their parent. And the goal is to cut that parent off completely until that parent can work on their behavior. You almost have to treat them like they're a toddler because they didn't grow past that mental stage. So I know it's been a lot of information. I know that we spilled a lot of tea. The reality is nothing is going to get in the way of me doing this podcast. Other people's opinions of me really don't bother me. I don't give a shit what she has to say or think of me. In the long run, she's the one who's going to end up hurt and alone, because Will and I will always have each other and we're building a family and a life together, and she's essentially going to be left out of that. Him and I have already decided that if she doesn't change her behavior and come to me with an apology, she's not coming to our wedding. She's not going to be a part of the engagement. She's not going to be a part of our child's lives. And if it gets worse, she will never meet our children, because I'm not going to put up with that. And just in case you're curious, that's a long ways off. Like, Will and I are not planning on having kids and getting married anytime soon. We're planning on moving in together like the end of the year, but that's pretty much it as of right now. So don't get too excited for little hot mess babies running around. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. I have a lot of things to prepare for next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and allowing me to just kind of defend myself, defend this podcast, and just say a big old fuck you to all the haters out there. Thank you, as always, for supporting me and tuning in every week. I know that this episode is coming out a little late, but now you guys know why. Make sure you head on down to the description box below for the Instagram, merch, and Patreon links. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday/Wednesday. Bye, bitches.